Hey everyone, it's your host, your girl, Yesha again. Back to you. Welcome to another exciting episode of our podcast, which is episode 433. Stay tuned as we delve into content for today's discussion.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Hello, guys. So again, it's me, Yesha, and I have Mike with me. So today we are going to talk about new things, new topic, fresh. And today our topic would be optimizing your logistics from China. And mind you, guys, this is a new business deal for GFA. Congratulations to our company,
Mike. Our company, there you go, our company.
Congratulations to you for having this new business deal. And this business deal, this new business deal is actually for investing in Easy China warehouse. Yeah. Now also, yep, Mike was on a road in China. Actually, that was last April 30th, if I'm not mistaken. Yes?
May 30th, yeah.
Oh, sorry, May 30th.
Time's flying.
My brain is mashed potatoes right now. I'm sorry. Okay. And now you are in Vietnam, right?
Yeah, here in Ho Chi Minh. Just got in last night. So it's been a whirlwind trip for sure. And yeah, got to have some great meetups and masterminds while I was in Shenzhen, China. No live streaming, right? We didn't get to live that.
Yeah. No, guys, no live stream this time, but working on making sure next time. So we've invested in a new business here at GFA, which we will talk about on this show called Easy China Warehouse.
Yep. It's super exciting. So yeah, we made a strategic investment recently into Easy China Warehouse. It's a great company. Actually, Brian Miller was the founder. He was even on our podcast in 2018 about the story of how he got it going. And now we've gone all in and working with him and some other partners there. Justin is general manager, CEO. So we are going to share more.
Wow. Well, Mike, I, or not just me for sure, but we would love to hear more about your future plans. Let's get into a show and hear from Brian and Justin and you.
Great. Yeah, it's an intense one, right? We recorded at the meetup, so it's a very interactive. There's some guests and attendees and speaking. So let's go in. And then after that, we'll also talk about the story and then our reflection. So let's tune in.
All right, let's go, guys.
Are you looking for USA banking solutions for your e-commerce business? I am proud to say Mercury.com is supporting the podcast here third year in a row at Global from Asia. And we're proud to say it because we use them ourselves for many of our own Amazon brands, e-commerce brands, and joint ventures with our US structures. And they're super easy to do, online application, no fees, and they have great customer support, have helped us with trouble with Amazon Seller Central over the years about some receipts and statements and everything like that. So we're so happy to say thank you, Mercury, for supporting our show, being a great service, and supporting other e-commerce sellers. We're really proud to say they're a sponsor here. And we also have a video tutorial as well as an overview and a special link with a little bonus for you as well for us under certain conditions. Check it out at globalfromasia.com/Mercury. For that information. Thank you for listening and thank you, Mercury.
All right, well, thanks for making it today. And Shenzhen, I'm Mike Michelini, host of Global from Asia. I just got here a couple of days ago and we wanted to put this meetup together to bring friends and new people together in the industry and cross-border and e-commerce and logistics. I also want to bring two other people with me to the discussion. Brian Miller.
Say hi. Okay, yeah, I'm Brian.
Just talk.
I'm from the U.S. I've lived in China for the last 13 years, and I've sold on Amazon for about 8 years. And I also have a 3PL and freight forwarding company that was just merged with Mike's business. So yeah, I'm here to just kind of talk about logistics and shipping from China, and hopefully people can learn something new.
Justin. Hi everyone, I'm Justin Heng, and the Chinese always. We are partner, and me and Mai, I'm the CEO for the EZW, Easy Canary House. So Nutrition Favor, Airborne, and FBA, all these major and warehouse spawning, and yeah. So we are coming here to talk about this.
Great.
All right, welcome. So some Amazon sellers here. Some
you just got back in the game, right? You took a couple years off.
Yeah, I hope that I could find some other business idea that was maybe less stressful, but came back.
Why? Well, I still think it's a good business model. I mean, Chris, remember it was one of your meetups. He does a great meetup at the Canton Fair for FBA for you, and you're like, it's too late to sell. Is it still? It's not still too. Is it still too late? Still not too late.
Coming now, or are we already people coming?
There's still people coming in, right?
Making more money than me,
though. So there's still opportunities. I think it's Brian. Or, do you want to say there's still opportunity to come into Amazon? He's coming back. Do you have an opinion on that? Or just to record?
I'll just record it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, obviously, Amazon's much harder now. So I think the people that are able to win have, they're much more skilled sellers. Back in the day, you could just throw up anything on Amazon and it would sell. So I think now, people are kind of more like professional sellers that are winning, that have teams and software to run the business. And it's it's not for the faint of heart. If you want to get back into it, you should really have some pretty good knowledge and capital, because it's also a lot more expensive to launch products and win. Yeah.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
What I noticed. So when I sold my brand 2 years ago, there was a party behind it with a lot of money and a lot of skills, but the brand went down the drain completely. So I think there's always opportunity if you're super focused on one product. And if you keep your focus, I think, and you have the right niche, then there's always opportunity.
We had the same thing, we had our brand selling it, and they want to go over it, just failed it, and they get another drain.
Exactly. So if you just throw money at it, they get the right tools, it doesn't really matter.
The problem is mostly macro haters. Data drain.
True. But this one was they started up as ourselves. They started up as product designers and they sold their own products, but they just grew enormously. But they still had this product mindset, not the aggregator mindset, that was the reason why it sold. But still.
So Brian started Easy China Warehouse in 2018, right? Actually, he's on the Global From Asia podcast. I have a podcast and we talked about the story. Do you want to share a little bit about your experience doing the logistics business and what you've learned?
Loud!
Yeah, let everybody hear.
Watch out the stairs.
We started in 2008. We mainly did a lot of the drop shipping because that was more popular at the time. And that's how our business started. And then COVID came and drop shipping became harder. We shifted the business to do more freight forwarding. So to kind of meet the demand of the market. And now I think the business adjusted to focusing on helping Amazon sellers to split their inventory so they don't have to pay the transfer fees on Amazon. And I think that's the biggest thing that Amazon sellers can do now, is to stay competitive. I really believe if people don't split their inventory from China, they're gonna have very tough time competing with all the Chinese sellers that are doing this and are running their operations very efficiently. So,
what do you mean by split your inventory?
So Amazon now requires everyone to split their shipments, one, three, or five different warehouses. And if you can split it in China and put it to the put it in a less than container shipment that goes to the closest port of the FBA warehouse, you're going to save a lot more money than trucking, let's say, a full container to LA, and then having to split the shipments by ground domestically in the US, rather than putting part of it in an LA container, part of it in a New York container, part of it in a Texas container or Chicago, that's closest to the warehouse. So we're really pushing this. I know all the other shippers are, but I think if you don't do this as a seller, it's gonna be it's gonna be really hard to compete on Amazon moving forward.
So if I could just maybe summarize, it's counterintuitive, right? I mean, most buyers, most people think I want to send one full container to one port to get my prices low, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody thinks, even I'm working on a brand now, and the partner wants to just do 40-foot container, FCL, right? Full container load is FCL. So a lot of people think like sending a full container is better because it's cheaper. But now with Amazon, especially the last month or so,
I think a few months.
A few months now, they've been increasing the cost to take it and spread it all over the U.S. They can do that, but they'll charge you a lot. So I think one of the main topics we want to share is, it sounds like it doesn't make sense, but like what Brian's doing a lot and logistics successful sellers have been doing is they do LCL from China to LA, Chicago, Atlanta.
Yeah.
What are some common?
New York, yeah. Just the closest port, and then you have the least shipping time from the port to the FBA warehouse, and it's going to be way cheaper than you shipping a full container and then having to split it in the US on your own. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what like a lot of the Chinese sellers are doing, and a lot of people in the industry are doing this, but I think for foreign sellers, it's less known, this type of shipment. For Chinese, they've been doing this forever. So I think it's a good thing to bring up for people to kind of understand that that's available and to inquire about it, yeah.
So are you consolidating?
Yeah, consolidating.
It's almost the opposite. It's like you're splitting, right? I mean, I guess you could say consolidating.
Oh, less than container load.
So FCL. If people don't know, FCL is full container load, like those big container trucks, 40 foot usually, is a FCL. But what a lot of sellers do is they do LCL, less than container load, and they share the container with other sellers or other product owners. And then it's then taken off the truck and then sent to their destination.
How many designated warehouses does Amazon have?
How many designated
warehouses? I don't know.
Locations.
Does anyone know that? I don't know, like one or 200 in the US? I have no idea.
But they give you a designated.
Sure, 300.
Yeah, Amazon, they basically tell you which one you have to ship it to. So you're under their mercy. Yeah. Yeah.
But it doesn't somewhat make natural sense because usually people save money by filling a container. So a lot of sellers still don't understand that can actually save you money at the end. So that's the that's one of our main strategies we want to share with you today. That people still feel like they got to fill one container and send to like the West Coast because it's the cheapest to send a container to the West Coast. But what especially Chinese sellers or successful sellers are doing is they split it from China in LCL, less than container loads, and send it to New York or California or other places near the various Amazon ports. Because if you don't do that and you send it to LA or send it to one of Amazon, they can send it for you, but they charge you a lot more than it would cost you to do that way. Does everybody understand? Jane's here. Hi, Jane.
Yeah.
You have something to add? No? Or you just want to stand
see,
closer?
I can't hear
clearly. Oh, sorry. I guess we'll keep this shorter than maybe expected because of we'll focus more networking. But Justin, do you want to share somehow how we met and how we're working together now?
Yeah.
A little bit. Oh, you got that loud? Yeah. A little bit louder?
Yeah. Me and actually, I never met Mai before Tuesday. Yeah. That's true, but we know each other from 2000.
COVID, we met during COVID.
Yeah.
2021.
Yeah. And then, yesterday I still asked Mai, why you so trust me if we never met? that's Mai, you know? This Mai is really easy to trust and make friends. Yeah, this is our Mai. Yeah, and then from the 2020, and then we start work with a couple of projects, and then yesterday I worked with Mai and asked Mai why you trust me. We never met, and he said because the way I work, I'm very responsible.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm like not like just like, yeah, thinking the way I'm saying, the way I'm do for the work, and that's how I earn his trust. So that's how we become a partner now.
Yeah, and
then it's our, at the beginning it's a Don Wilder.
Don Wilder.
Yeah.
Yeah,
our mutual band, and Don introduced us. Yeah. And then that's how we met, and then we start working a couple of projects, and then know each other, and then until Tuesday, and we become part, we met together. Yeah. We met in person. Yeah, that's how.
But I mean, I think COVID changed. I think the summary is a lot of us worked together during COVID. I met a lot of people during coronavirus that I worked online with that I didn't meet for many, many years because of coronavirus. And I did a lot of business with people I never met. Pretty big transactions. Another deal I did was in multiple $100,000, and I never met the person in person until after COVID, after the deal we met. But it's been a pleasure working with Justin. We've done a lot of projects together during coronavirus. And when Brian and I talked about investing and merging with Easy China Warehouse, I called Justin, and I wasn't sure what to say, right? I contacted him, like, Justin, what are you up to? Are you interested in getting this partnership deal and this project? I was not sure, but he's changed. He's gonna have a baby. He's married. He's gonna have a kid in July.
I'm gonna be a dad.
He's gonna be a dad. Yeah, congrats.
Justin's
gonna be a dad in July. So that's a life changer. Mark said that earlier. Having a kid is a big life changer. So he's gonna be a dad. So I think he wants to get more serious and settled and long term. So we're really excited about this. And the main point is I invested in Easy China Warehouse. Justin's my partner. Brian's gonna be advising. He got married. We got a couple of you at his wedding. He's moved back to the U.S. And Justin's going to be the CEO, general manager here in Shenzhen. And we'd love to work with you, talk to Justin, or of course me. The other strategy is LCL, not FCL. So a lot of people think FCL makes sense. But actually now today's world, LCL to various ports in the U.S. is more effective for Amazon selling.
That's a wrap on the meetup where we did the live discussion about the autos and logistics, as well as the story of Easy China Warehouse. But we did do a little quieter one in the warehouse. So Justin, Brian, and I. So Yesha, we can get some more kind of quieter, intimate information here.
Yeah, well, actually seeing that very short but very informative interview with Brian and Justin and you, it was just really nice because somehow we are actually seeing an overview of how this warehouse that you're going to have on how will it become in your future plans and things like that. That's a very nice short interview, like a fast talk.
Yeah, so let's add that in right now and then we'll come back for our conclusion. So everybody tune into the next segment.
All right, tune in, guys.
Welcome to Easy China Warehouse, where we make shipping from China easy. More than just warehouse, we do global logistics. We'll talk about it in a minute. I'm Mike Michelini. I'm an investor and partner and I guess business development advisor for the Easy China Warehouse. And it's great to be here with us and sharing. Brian is the founder. Go ahead.
I'm Brian. I'm the founder and an advisor moving forward to support the business as it grows.
Hey, I'm Justin. I'm a CEO and partner of Easy China Warehouse. Help the local team to make sure the team and business operation smoothly. Yeah.
So many people think that Easy China Warehouse is just a warehouse, but that's a warehouse and more. We're going to talk about some of the services it offers. One service that I like is Amazon FBA, splitting shipments. As we see in the FBA space, you're going to have to get better and better at splitting and using LCL to multiple ports in the US or other destination ports. As fees change and this restructuring about optimizing your costs for Amazon, Easy China Warehouse is your great partner for optimizing costs and streamlining your logistics.
Yeah, and to just build on kind of what Mike is saying, Easy China Warehouse also serves as kind of a global distribution warehouse for your e-commerce business. So as a lot of small businesses start to grow and they want to access new markets, whether it be in Europe, Canada, Australia, Asia, businesses can send their products here and we can store them and also help to fulfill D2C orders, but also wholesale and shipments to FBA to any of the marketplaces around the world. So as you grow, ECW is kind of a perfect solution to help your brand become global.
And we have customers for the D2C business from like Shopify. We can use our software, connect to your Shopify store. And yeah, I think basically all the platform you in, we can use our software, connect to your your platform directly, and then just ship from our warehouse to your customer directly.
Great, great. So there's even more services. We're adding a little bit more value add services as people need. We're trying to be like your partner in China, easy, where we can help you with many things. So talk to your account rep for more clear ideas of all the services offered. Okay, so question for Justin Lee. Now, I know you're really excited about the future. What are some plans you are thinking about for Easy China Warehouse?
Yeah, in the future, we want to invest more in our customer. Customer succeed means we succeed, right? So we are working on the software, more software operation and stand posture to make sure the whole business move more smoothly. We are also looking for more service and value to add to our customer and help them and the night and also businesses more easier and in China.
Great, yeah. Great, exciting. And Brian, how do you feel? I mean, you founded the business and your things are growing and going along here.
Yeah, the business has gone a long way from the beginning when we just started doing small D2C kind of dropshipping business to help support some of my friends. So over the years, we've kind of developed a robust set of services that really help an e-commerce seller to manage their shipments globally. So I think over the years, we've really gained a lot of experience and we've become experts in working with e-commerce companies. So it's gone a long way and I'm excited for you guys to bring it to the next level.
Awesome, thanks Brian. All right, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this little About Us video I have on the website. And we're all super excited. We'd love to hear from you if you're interested in shipping from China for your e-commerce business and more services we mentioned. Of course, the best place to go is the website, www.easychinawarehouse.com. And as we all say here,
Easy China Warehouse. We make shipping from China easy.
The future of e-commerce is waiting. LoadPipe is back. It's a protocol. We are making the new way to do e-commerce with blockchain technology. This is very early stage. And we have Hamza as our first marketplace in this new ecosystem. It's very epic. If you want to participate, we are on an alpha stage in Q1 2024, where you can be a buyer or a vendor, application only. Check it out at hamza.biz for the marketplace or the overview of this protocol and subscribe for updates at loadpipe.com. See you there.
This was a nice episode of our podcast, Mike. And can we talk about like some ways on how are we going to be able to like make this new business deal Easy China Warehouse like work in the future?
Sure. So it's been going pretty very smoothly. Brian did a really good job. Started in 2018. They're regular customers. Actually, I know quite a few of them from the podcast and from the community that are using and enjoying the service. We're working on kind of improving the technology systems. So we're going to make more tech solutions to make it easier and faster for users of Easy China Warehouse to make it even easier. Mm-hmm. We're also working on, I mentioned the LoadPipe Hamza project. LoadPipe, yes. We will hopefully utilize some excess warehousing that there for this new marketplace for people to use that. And of course, we're going to work on bundling it and giving more incentives for the customers of Easy China Warehouse to leverage the cross-border summit tickets as well as memberships and the masterminds as well as other perks in our community.
Right. Right. That's right. Well, actually, we want to continue doing a good job when it comes to improving China Warehouse, and we want to be able to make a legacy of ECW, Easy China Warehouse, as a foreign business in China, and of course helping like global sellers. I'm pretty sure you're gonna make it big out there.
Yeah, I mean, Justin, our CEO there, is really excited and stepping it up. But just talking right before this recording, and spent a week and a half with them there. And there's so much opportunity. So I hope people can also take advantage at easychinawarehouse.com.
Yes, yes, guys. Did you hear that? Oh, is that website on?
Yeah, you can check it out. Yes, yes. We did some big upgrades. Our team upgraded the website a lot, put some new graphics and pages. So you can check it out, easychinawarehouse.com.
Where to go, guys, if you need some sort of warehouse or something. easychinawarehouse.com.
Perfect, perfect.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.